This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's been a week. Do we have news that Reese has finally used the potty?
She played us again.
Man, last week she said, "Daddy, give me a week. I will use the potty." I had such high hopes for her.
She said it verbatim. She said she looked me in the eye and said, "Daddy, next week, I'm going to use the potty." Here we are 7 days later. I bring it back up to her. "Baby, you want to use the potty?" I said, "It's been a week. I don't know." So again, trying to compose myself. Don't want to force her to use the potty. I know that's not good parenting. You don't want to do that to a kid. But also, you made a promise to me. Now you're going back on it. I'm pretty mad.
Well, and I thought this was going to be it because it was on her own terms.
Yes.
Her own timeline.
That's what I thought too. Yep.
I was like, oh, okay, this is it. This is the key to it.
Yeah.
So where are we at now?
We're back in the yard. We're back doing business where the dog does it.
All right, let us catch you up. Anthony has a 3.5-year-old daughter who we've been on this potty training journey, what?
It feels like half the year.
And in an effort to get rid of diapers, you had told her to go use the restroom outside.
I did. So I thought, well, let's cut costs. This way you're not using diapers. You go outside and then we'll transition from the yard to the toilet. I don't know if any other family have ever done that.
Never heard that one before,
sounds
but it
loopy.
Stuck.
So yes, now she's back in the grass.
Well, I think we have a caller, Marvin, who wants to try and help you. Marvin, what do you think about this potty training situation?
Well, I've understood you let her go in the backyard. A trick to fixing that would be turning on the sprinkler system when she goes out there to go and let her know there is no sprinkler systems in the bathroom.
Dang, Marvin is hardcore, but I mean, could work.
Knowing Reese, she would think it's even more fun being out there. She'd do her business and then think she gets to celebrate by playing in her own little water park on the lawn right there.
I don't know if you would have the heart to do that either.
Yeah, probably not.
Although, catch you on the right day.
But again, really need you to use the potty.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Mackenzie in Rialto is on for dumb, drunk, or drugs. How do you think you're going to do?
I'm feeling it.
All right, some confidence on this Tuesday. Here's your real headline. Guy assaults steakhouse employee over his dog. Dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
Dumb.
Let me go ahead and say drugs.
This was dumb. Talk about having some beef. A guy in North Carolina is facing serious charges after he injured a server at Longhorn Steakhouse. The angry eater had a bone to pick with his server after he was told he could not feed his dog at the table because it's a health code violation. That's when the man unleashed and threw a plate and hit someone. The poor mannered dog owner was arrested for assault. It's unclear what sent him over the edge, but it might have been when the server told him, "Bon appetit."
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Sadly, there is an expiration date on everything. And when it comes to being an athlete and keeping up that athletic ability you used to have early on in your life, it seems like that expiration date hits right about in your 30s. And there's nothing like when it's on display on national TV or gets viral in the case of Riley Greene. I don't know if you saw this, but he was on the Pat McAfee show. And they gave him a couple opportunities because he's a huge athlete. He played football and baseball. So they said, hey, if you could make this shot with a football, everybody here, there was like 30 people, they'll all get $500. So Riley goes over, he goes to grab the football, and he does the... You know, they don't feel as full as they should. They feel a little flat. Okay, missed the shot. But he set up the excuse, okay? So then he says, how about I get a redemption dunk? Like a dunk, slam dunk, right? So he goes for the first one, makes it. But then everybody points out, that wasn't really a dunk because you didn't touch the rim. Hmm. So Riley says, all right, I'll do it again. He does it again. And the part that's going viral isn't the actual dunk. It's the walk afterwards where there is a noticeable limp of he hurt himself. 100%. He did not land right. He is not the athlete he thought he was. He still looks really, really good. Yeah. But I think that was a moment for him, especially since everybody saw it, where it was like, oh, I'm not as good as I once was.
And he's in incredible shape.
He You'd
think that he would be okay. Maybe it's just one of those weird, awkward landing things.
Well, and he did take his cowboy boots off to do it. So he was barefoot. So it might have been like the foot shock, you know, when you land.
That makes sense.
But even still, everybody, like the comment was, any 30-year-old knows that walk.
Well, me being the ripe age of 30, what am I, 35 now? I took Reese to the park. Actually, it was a family trip to the park. And my wife is pushing Reese on the swings. And I was like, you know what? This is some good time for me to, you know, run some wind sprints. Kind of do a little workout myself.
How often do you do that?
Callie, I can't tell you the last time I did it. I went so far, so I brought my cleats to make sure that I was actually in the ground when I was going to be running, okay?
When you run of something that you don't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a very hilly park. You don't know if the grass is going to be dewy if you're going to slip. So I throw those bad boys on. I'm like, all right, you're going to go tree to tree. Just boom, boom, boom. You're going to do like 80 reps. Okay, so I sprint one. And keep in mind, I didn't stretch very well. So I run from one tree to the other. I'm like, oh, all right, feeling all right. This is different. I'm a little slower than I remember. Go back. All of a sudden, I pull up halfway through. I'm like grabbing my quad. I'm like, oh, okay, that's not a good feeling. And like you're blaming everything else. Like, something with my shoes or it's the park.
Dang, city of Corona. Can you get this park together?
But it hits. You think like you are still as athletic as you were back in, you know, high school or whatever it may be. And you go back out there and everything's more stiff and tense. And
oh, yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Getting old stinks, especially when you see the things you were able to do, you can't do anymore. And I didn't think that would happen as early as like in your 30s. But it does make me a little better or feel better to know that it's not just us. It's Riley Greene, too, who was on the Pat McAfee show and wanted to do a slam dunk, went up for the slam dunk. And when he landed, you could tell he just landed wrong. And he did that, like, not walk of shame. It was the limp of shame afterwards. ESPN posted the video and said, anybody over the age of 30 knows that walk.
Yeah, you feel like you can do every athletic thing ever since you were, you know, a kid or in high school. No problem. Mine was doing wind sprints at the park with cleats. Because, you know, I'm a real baseball player. And I pulled up after, like, what was it, like my second time back, like grabbing my quad, and all of a sudden I had to make that walk of shame home.
We used to play sand volleyball. There's a sand court at Milliken Park in Rancho. And so every Sunday we'd get together and we'd play. And I remember thinking, like, I played volleyball my whole life. Like, I'll be great at this. And in the moment, I was good. It was afterwards that, like, I couldn't move for, like, 4 hours. I showered and just sat there and was like, what is wrong with me?
Had to try and come back to life.
Right? 951 fills us says, I once did a cartwheel at the age of 40, and I pulled my hamstring.
It's dangerous. The age of 40. Text from the 909 says, I played baseball in high school. Recently, I went to a 66ers game. They have this game where they can register the speed of your pitch. So I said, I'll do it. I tried. I caught up thinking I could hit at least 80 miles per hour on the radar gun. Nope. I threw as hard as I could, only hit 40, and then my arm hurt after that. I would totally do that too. I'd be like, oh, I could easily hit 80. And then I would, yeah, chuck it, hit 35. My shoulder would pop out of the socket. It'd be just the whole thing.
They need to have those little booths at, like, the Quakes game in 66ers sponsored by, like, some chiropractor or something.
Genius marketing.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Making settlements your side hustle. Did you get the email about the AT&T settlement that's going on? Do you have AT&T?
No, Verizon guy.
Okay. I did get this. I've had AT&T for a very long time, and I guess I had it during the period where there was some data breach that happened. So now there's a $177 million settlement that's going on. So I got the email, claim your portion. I was like, okay.
You want a little piece of that pie. When I say little, I mean little.
And that's what I thought. But I was like, okay. It says like payments could be, or payouts could be up to $7,500. So over $7,000. But that's like if you had your social security number leaked and you could actually show damages. I didn't even know my stuff got leaked. I would have assumed it was one of my online purchases. So I still signed up for it. And now I'm kind of curious as to, well, how much money am I going to get?
I guarantee you don't get over a dollar.
Over? You think it'll be less than a dollar?
Yes.
I was hoping at least like a, like throw me a Husky, you know?
What's a Husky?
$100.
Oh, that's a dub.
Give me a Benjamin.
A little Benji. The only reason I say it's going to be less than a dollar is because I jumped in on one of these two, and it was for Red Bull way back in the day. Remember that? Somebody had sued them because their slogan was Red Bull gives you wings.
And they didn't actually get wings?
And he said, oh, I didn't actually get wings, so he sued
You're
Red Bull.
Kidding
yeah. So
me.
Everybody who had a Red Bull was eligible to get money back from this whole settlement thing.
How
now,
much did you
now
get?
Me, having never had a Red Bull in his life, but seeing the story trending, and it was like a click here to get your money, I was like, okay. Now, again, I'm like fresh out of high school. I need some coin. That's literally what I got, coin. I think it was 2 or 3 years later, I got like a check for 46 cents.
That was it?
That was it. Was not well, worth my time.
Considering that you didn't even have a Red Bull.
I
you weren't
so.
Actually even eligible for that. But also in my mind, I'm thinking how many people got this email and they were like, same thing, like, it's going to be like 46 cents. I'm not going to sign up. And if I was one of those people, and then you read a story years later, it's like, everybody in the AT&T settlement got $1 million. I would have been like, what?
I want to know when you do get that check, how much it is. Let me know how much AT&T is giving you.
Is Red Bull the only time you've done one of these settlements before?
It is, because it was the only one I've heard of. If you know of any more, let me know and I'll sign up.
I got one for when I used to serve, and it was one of the restaurants I worked at. The parent company wasn't giving out like proper breaks. And so I got a couple $100.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So maybe AT&T will pay out
girl,
that well?
I got my fingers crossed for you. I'm not expecting much, but I got my fingers crossed.
Kelly and Anthony on...
The nerves are kicking in, and I'm not sure if practicing actually helped me last night ahead of my big pitch tomorrow night out of the Quake Stadium.
Deep breaths. Keep practicing. You're doing great.
Oh, man. Okay, you surprised me last week. Found out that tomorrow night is country night at Quake Stadium, and I'm going to be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch.
That's right.
And in my mind, I'm like, that's easy. I can throw a pitch. But really, I'm like, ooh, what happens if I mess up? Like, I don't want to be one of those people who goes viral for all the wrong reasons.
And I think this is a little bit harder on you because you're so competitive.
I am.
I feel like a lot of people would be, like, excited for the opportunity. Like, okay, if I make it to the catcher, cool. If not, still fun. But you're like, no, I need to get it right in his mitt. I need to hit 88 on the radar gun.
I want to throw a strike for sure. So last night, I did practice a little bit. We have a batting cage at my house, so I went out there with Cart, and I was like, hey, Cart, you know, can you catch for me? And I just want to, you know, throw a few pitches. So I probably threw about 35 last night. And then I quizzed Carter on how well I did. If you had to rate me, Carter, what would you say? Did I do okay?
Pretty good. Just a couple spikes and... But you do some good strikes.
What advice would you have for me when I go to take the mound?
You only get one pitch, so it's ride or die.
Thanks, no pressure, babe. What advice do you have for me when I get out there and I see all the people? Because you've done it before, pitching. How do you overcome your nerves?
Just ignore the crowd. Imagine the catcher as me, and then we're just playing catch in the batting cage. And plus, no more saying cuss words.
Okay, well, hopefully I'm not going to be mic'd up because I did have a couple awful pitches last night where I might have had some colorful language.
In front of the children?
He's heard it before.
Look, I have total faith in you. I'm excited at the top of my list. Like, I'm pumped that we're going to be there, that you're going to be able to do this. But two, just, Find your zen, okay? Just relax. Just find that happy place. And you're going to be so excited to be out there on the field and see the crowd. Just fire one in there.
See, and that's the other part, seeing the crowd. I don't like being in front of people. That's why radio works for me, because it's just me and you talking. When I see other people looking at me, I feel like that's going to be even worse. And then I'm going to be like, oh, okay, this is serious. Don't mess up.
Okay, maybe there will be traffic then tomorrow heading to Rancho. Maybe a lot of people won't be in their seats yet. Does that make you feel better?
Well, there'll be traffic on the way to the bar. Will that help or hurt? Because I have had a few people DM me saying, just go take a shot real quick and then you'll be fine.
Okay, maybe one.
Hey, Frog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.